Street Martyr Mo 104.5 is on. I guess this is where you usually say what's happening, but you know.
You know what's going on. As the kids say, you know the vibes.
Celtics 93, Heat 80. There's your sports for the hour. We'll see you at 8. I've been disappointed in the series because there's been a lot of lopsided.
You ain't got no time for this, huh?
I mean, there's not that much to break down. I thought the Celtics were the best team.
Yeah.
And they're kind of proving it out. Butler's just, he didn't have enough around him yet. Like, Bam is not consistent. Bam can look dominant, and then he can just totally disappear for three quarters.
I don't think Cousin Bam appreciates that.
Yeah. Why are you talking about Bam like that, man? What'd he do to you?
Cousin Bam's on line 5. Bam, what's up?
What's up, Bam?
You know, J-Mart, I was calling to actually give you some credit, but then you want to talk smack about me, man.
Bam Adebayo, Bam. You know what I'm talking about.
You know, what I do to you, bro? I thought we were better than that, man.
Sorry.
No, but look, I got a recent Nashville etiquette story, like last week. I was playing at this new spot on Division called the Electric Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Real upscale spot. Y'all might want to go check it out. Food's dope. Vibe is dope. They got great music, everything. So I'm playing, and it's like I said, it's real upscale. So we were playing like this jazz set. We did a few fusion songs. Then after that, we did a few Steely Dan songs.
Nice.
After we got done, I went to the back. Got me a drink, and then after that, I'm coming back towards the stage to go to the dressing room, and this guy stops me and was like, man, you did a hell of a job playing, man. Your groove was just really, really tight. So I looked. He had on dark glasses, man, and he just had on, like, a shirt, like a black shirt, and then he had on, like a denim shirt on top of it with his sleeves rolled up. And, man, I was like, man, thank you so much, man. You know, just kind of, you know, he was like, one thing I appreciate about you, he was like, you actually played the records right. So I kept looking at him, and the more he got to talking, I was like, bro. And I didn't want to, like, fan out, but I was like, would your name happen to be Donald? He was like, yes, it is. It was Donald Fagan.
Really?
At my gig. And, bro, it took everything in me not to just, like, yo, man, I'm a Steely Dan fanatic. He was just sitting there having a drink, listening to this music. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Dude gave me, you know, like, it was just an interesting thing to where it's like, you never know who's in the audience.
Wow.
You would have never thought it was him. You would have never, you know what I'm saying? You would have never expected just be like, and he was just talking to me like people are everyday people, but still,
yeah, right.
You know. Yeah, they still have a little bit of merit to them. You know what I'm saying?
That's awesome.
That was a dope, dope experience. And then I had a gig a couple months ago, and man, this dude showed up by the name of Ramon Foster and Jason Martin. They came down to Bourbon Street Boogie and Blues Bar, and they were just in there just like, you know, and Ron Slay. You knew Ron was in there because he came in there and was like the loudest thing in the building. But Jason Martin was sitting in the back, like just kind of just chilling, vibing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, when the vibe is right, man.
Yeah, I had this experience. Yeah, you know. Yes. See, I call to give you love, Jay, and then you going to crap on me, man. Come on, man.
I tell you, that thing with Steely Dan, Bam, I tell you, that thing with Steely Dan and that situation there, that probably felt good enough to almost overcome how you felt after Tannehill played on January 22nd.
You know what? For about 5 minutes, it was. I felt good for about 5 minutes. But then after that, I went outside and somebody had on a Tannehill jersey and I almost hit him in the face. So, yeah, you know.
Oh, man. My mom came down yesterday. She said the same thing to me she said the last three times that they visited. She said, Jason, I feel sorry for Ryan Tannehill.
Don't do that, Mom. Come on, Mom.
So we're not even talking about him.
Mama Martin, why are we doing this?
Jamie. What's up, Jamie?
What's up, Jamie?
What's up, guys? Hey, I just, you know, I was in the music business for a while, and I had an office downtown, and it was an office space in a big warehouse where people come and rehearsed. And not just Nashville entertainers and things that know this. Tons of other artists, you know, from California, New York, know that you really don't get messed with in Nashville. I mean, I saw the guys from Journey, Cage the Elephant, Snow Patrol, mm-hmm. One Republic, AC/DC, Def Leppard. They all rehearsed there, like coming up for their own for their tours going out. So I'd walk up and down. Like I remember a couple times passing Angus Young, Joe Elliott from Def Leppard. And, you know, you can't, you know, of course, that's my job. So at that time, you can't say anything. But there's no security there. And I'm not going to tell you where it's at because people might run down there. But but that was really cool because those people come there because they know they're, you know, that they're come there and do their job. The story that I have is I'm sitting there in my office one day and I hear a guy talking on the phone and he's walking by my office. I had a big door from my office. It was Tim McGraw. And he was, I could hear him say, hey, well, the band's not ready, but I'm here. So I'm just going to hang out here for a little bit and see if they get ready. And then I'll practice these songs and then I'm going to get out of here. And he walks to my office and he points. I had two couches in my office, but he points at my basketball. I just had a basketball on the floor, and I just nodded. He picked it up and just started tossing it. Well, then he lays down on my couch, puts his phone on speaker, and shoots free throws. You know how you lay on your back and shoot free throws? Yeah. So Tim McGraw was in my office shooting fake free throws, and I'm just sitting there going, how I'd love to get a picture, but that means I get fired. But then Ramon, you can contest or attest to the fact that, man, down at Brian's, Garth and Luke Combs. And,
oh, yeah.
Those guys show up all the time, and Brian will be the first one to tell. He tells them guys, you know, even a bunch of Titans players, he said, hey, the only difference between me and you is that we got different jobs.
Yep. That's so, it.
Yep. See you guys.
Appreciate it, Jamie.
Your brush with celebrity in Nashville, because we all have a story. Or something to that degree. I even told Mona during the break. I was like, I'm gonna talk about this Margaret Price thing from last night because somebody in her circle
might know her.
Is a sports fan, probably listens to this radio station, hears that, and at least she's gonna catch the story that our dog was named after her.
I don't know if that's the is that a compliment?
It's not because it's a dog, it's because Margot's a really cool name.
Okay.
And because we like her music, and it was the first rhyming show we went to together. There's a lot behind that.
Naming my next dog Goofy.
Speaking of Goofy, as we go into break.
Current dog's Goofy.
He is.
We were talking about this. If a cartoon animal doesn't wear clothes.
Oh, my God.
Everything's fine because it's an animal. I see an animal outside. I see dogs being walked. Out here all the time, right. No clothes.
Yeah, it's usually a
poop fest.
But then it rains, okay? Then it rains in the cartoon. And they put on like a jacket. At which point, you told on yourself because you revealed that you haven't been wearing pants. Because if you're wearing any article of clothing, then anyone you're not wearing becomes a problem. So what was the question that you asked me, Schaefer? Like 15 or 20 minutes ago?
That's a long time.
Relative ago. To Goofy?
Oh, how come Goofy, which is a dog, has to wear clothes?
I mean full clothes, like top, bottom, hat, whole nine.
But Pluto can be, as you deemed it,
ass naked.
I hate.
Both of them are dogs. Both of them are Disney dogs. Goofy's covered up and Pluto is wilding. 615-737-1045. Robert and Alvin, your calls first after the break. J. Martin, Ramon, 104.5 The Zone.
Let's see. Something different for dinner. Searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here, ma'am. Our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
J. Martin, Ramon, 104.5 The Zone. All Four Seasons garage doors making it possible for us to be here for 4 hours. To talk about things like why some cartoon characters wear pants and others don't. It really is a problem. Like, how is it that Goofy, if we're going to put him in all clothes, but Pluto's just chilling out here?
I saw somebody say, well, that's because
Goofy wasn't a pet.
Yeah, Goofy talks and Pluto doesn't.
I think, look, that's possibly right. Pluto is someone's dog,
so
right?
So did they not teach Pluto how to talk? If Goofy knew how to?
seems like they shorted Pluto. Pluto turned out to be like, was it like, is it Mickey's dog? Is Pluto Mickey's dog? I don't mean Mickey Ryan.
I have a clue.
Shout out to Mickey think Ryan. Pluto was Mickey's dog.
Like, so Goofy didn't. Goofy wasn't someone's dog. Goofy was walked upright also.
Yeah, he was on 2 feet.
So Goofy was just a private citizen.
Yeah, he yeah.
Huh.
But here's the thing, right? Mickey, shirtless but wears shorts.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how is it that he sits in the same room with Donald Duck and is like, you're just going to sit here without pants?
That's a little different to me for sure.
Like, all right, the Goofy Pluto thing's almost explained here. But Mickey wearing the iconic shorts with the two yellow buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the fact that Donald's in the same room with him.
Yeah.
No pants on. Like, why? Is Mickey making eye contact?
But why is Donald wearing any clothes and Daffy ain't wearing it?
He's wearing a collar, right? Doesn't Daffy sometimes wear like Daffy some kind of like a collar. Necklace or something?
Yeah, he pulls it around. Yep.
And Huey, Dewey, and Louie, I think, wear shorts. No, they don't, because you can see the like fluffy feathers on DuckTales.
Daffy Duck has the white collar right there.
But a lot of this came up because we were talking about Winnie the Pooh during the break, and now they're making an R-rated film that looks creepy.
It looks very creepy.
I'm not going to watch that.
Yeah, that film is it's R-rated.
No thanks.
But the images of it, somebody said Winnie the Pooh looks like Fat Joe. The human version of Fat Joe. It's disturbing. If you hadn't seen it, that's a very disturbing picture. I'll be honest with you.
But no pants.
No pants.
Never any pants.
Winnie the Pooh.
But Christopher Robin's wearing full clothes, of course, because he's a human. But the animal, I can just wear a shirt in the woods where I'm probably not even cold. He never talks about it being cold. But he's going to wear that red shirt. I'm just saying there's a problem here.
Yeah, his shirt is pulled up.
The lack of consistency of this is a problem here. This, we're going to go to the violent round, then we'll go back to these celebrity calls. So we'll take Alvin first, and then we'll get to Robert and Big T and Tony. Wait, what? Now?
Yes, right now.
Okay, Tony first. Tony, what's up?
What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. Enjoy the show. First time calling in.
Thank you.
Hey, little known fact. Well, not a little known fact, but it blew me away when I found out Goofy is not a dog. He's a cow.
He's a what?
It's a cow.
He's a cow?
Goofy's a cow.
He's a dog. He's a cow. Look it up on the Disney history. Goofy's a cow.
How long have you been holding on to this information?
Dude, I just found out like last year.
Goofy's a cow?
Because I was today years old knowing that Goofy is a cow.
Okay, he's a cow. I'm definitely, I am 7/25 on May 26th. Yeah, okay. Well, thank you for that, Tony. He's a cow.
I had no
idea. By the way, he is a terrible cow. Like, that doesn't look like a cow.
It's the worst cow I've ever seen drawn as an animation.
That is not a cow.
Worse than my drawings in kindergarten.
What type of cow is Goofy? The one that doesn't look like one? He's an Aberdeen Angus cow.
They got him as a grinny, half-baked village nitwit.
And Goofy is officially Mickey's dog.
Why is he half-baked?
You mean Pluto is.
I'm sorry, Pluto. Yeah. My apologies.
Oh, no.
That doesn't look like a cow. He has ears, right? Doesn't Goofy have ears?
Yeah, they're long ears.
And I don't mean like Siciliano ears. I mean like,
wow.
Not cool.
Oh, Siciliano catch a straight.
Has anybody ever looked at Goofy and thought, yeah, that's definitely a cow.
A fine-looking cow.
No, ever. Never.
All right.
I'm shook.
I want to go find whoever created it and be like, why would you create something that's clearly a dog and say it's a cow? Which is why society's in this spot right now.
I mean, it's been set up long ago, Jay. We believe this was a dog a while back.
That is not a cow.
All right, our friend Courtney at the t-shirt shop says, fake news, Goofy is a dog.
What are we doing here?
Wait, is that, what does that mean?
I think he's saying it's a dog and that the cow is not true.
Well, from what this says, he is a tall, anthropomorphic dog who typically wears a turtleneck and a vest.
Dan at Snopes.com's, whatever, you know, partisan and everything else, but is Disney's Goofy character actually a cow? This first sentence, I hate to hear.
I don't even want to hear it.
While some might argue that Goofy is actually a cow and not a dog, the popular character can most accurately be described as a cartoon. That's the fact check.
I hate it here.
Bleep you, Aaron Rodgers.
I can't wait to get
that's
there.
An eight. Alvin in Nashville. Alvin, what's up?
What's up, Alvin?
How you doing?
Good. How you?
Good. I got three things to touch on real quick. The first thing was they was talking about Treylon Burks on NFL Network about how he's not him missing time. He's not good in chemistry. About you know as far as him not being in shape. The second thing was Ric Flair back here in Nashville. Mm-hmm. They said that Mark Calloway is going to be in attendance. It'd be great if y'all can get him on the radio. Favorite wrestler. Mm-hmm. Last thing, my frat brother had tickets to the Vandy game last offseason. And going into the gates, I bumped into some guy. And I was like, we both said, hey, sorry about that. It was Bill Belichick.
What?
And I said, hey, tighten up. He said, hey, we're going to see about that. I'm going to hang up and listen.
Bill ain't got no time for your antics, man. That's good. That wasn't Nashville etiquette, though.
By the way, our friend Double J will join us tomorrow to talk more about the Ric Flair match.
Double J, A, double R.
So Goofy's a dog.
Are you sure?
The article about it being a cow was humorous fiction, according to Snopes. Some readers stopped at the headline were left convinced Goofy was actually a cow, not a dog. The article clearly written in jest. And then they dispel misinformation at Snopes.
I kind of want to make him a cow now.
Goofy was not born to Egyptian immigrants in Scotland. That was another long conspiracy theory. Does Goofy's love interest is Clarabelle.
Yeah.
You know what Clarabelle is?
A cow. What?
Know what Clarabelle looks like?
What?
A cow.
Let me see. This is Goofy. Jay, this is new to me. And
Nick is on line four. Nick, what's up? Nick, you with us? Cow. Right in the nick of time.
Well, Goofy's a tall dog, so it'd be okay for him to date a cow.
I mean, whatever. I mean, Goofy was originally created as a human character with dog-like characteristics. That's why he walks upright, wears clothes, talks, and has animal features that resemble a dog. That is from the Disney Animation Research Library and Walt Disney Archives. Legend of Disney Dave Smith answered the question. So he's a dog.
Okay, he's a dog. Okay, right. We got
things are okay.
Okay,
again.
We're clear now.
Nick? Gone. Big T. What's up, Big T?
What's up, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to give you a couple of shout outs here of what happened to me. I was standing in line at a certain Target store that I'm not going to mention, but we were there, and me and my buddy were in there, and we were getting some groceries, and getting some shopping for some things. And we were standing in line and looked behind us, and there was Taylor Swift standing behind us, and we were getting ready to pay. And she said, hey, can I jump the line? I've got to go, blah, 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 and all this. And we're like, sure, go ahead, you know. And we just kind of looked at her, and she started talking to us. And the next thing you know, she's paying for everybody's stuff that came through that line. There was like five people in this line, and she paid for everybody's stuff. And as we got ready to walk out the door, she's sitting in her limo, or not limo, but in her SUV with the driver, and she rolled down the window, and she goes, I just wanted to make y'all's day. I hope I did. And she goes, I'm sorry I had to jump the line, but I had to be somewhere. And I was thinking, okay, you had to be somewhere, but you're waiting on us to come out of the store. The next one is...
That's petty, by the way. She buys you a sandwich.
That's good.
Yeah, it was wild. I mean, that was pretty cool. But the other one was, I used to go to Center Lake all the time, and Alan Jackson had a property up there, and he always used to sit on the dock at Center Hill Lake and fish, and he was up there with his kids fishing at this time, and this is before they got grown or anything, and he was sitting on the dock at Center Hill Marina, and he was fishing, and, you know, I walked down through there, and, you know, I nodded my head at him, and he threw up his fist, and we bumped fists, and, you know, said hello, and I kept on walking, and this lady and her daughters come walking down through there behind us, and they just went crazy. And so he started saying, you know, hey, I'm sorry. You know, they were asking for his autograph right. And all this stuff. He said, ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm here with my kids fishing. You know, just give me some time. Let me fish with them, and I'll be glad to sign an autograph for you.
Wow.
Well, about 2 minutes later happened, and she just kept on and started calling him names. So me and my buddy walked back over to him, and we acted like his bodyguards because we're big guys. And we walked back over to him, and we're like, hey, Mr. Jackson, you got a problem here? And he looked at us kind of funny, and we winked at him, and he was like, yeah. He said, but I'm taking care of him. I said, ma'am, you need to leave him alone. I said, he's out here fishing with his kids, and he doesn't like to be interrupted. I said, you're going to cause him to keep from coming here, and we enjoy him coming here. And that was awful funny because when we got rid of her, he handed us $100 bill apiece. He had $100 bills in his pocket, and he just reached in his pocket and gave me $100 bill, my buddy $100 bill. And he said, thank you, I appreciate it. He said, come by my dock, and he said, I'll cook y'all some ribs. And so we ended up going to his dock on the lake there and had ribs with him that afternoon, which was really cool. But it was just cool that we acted like that, you know, and he appreciated that. So that was really cool too. But hey, Ramon, I got one question for you, buddy. You need to get on your boy Ron.
What he do?
I went to the LSU game and the LSU Tennessee game and at LSU, got my truck broken into while I was down there. Lost my basketball that Rick Barnes assigned for me, and I had the Ron Slade jersey to have Ron sign it for me because he was going to be at the game.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody broke into my car, stole my jersey, stole my basketball, and you guys put out, not you guys, but the 3HL guys put out a bulletin to the Louisiana LSU police telling them that I got this stolen. Never heard anything back from him. But Ron promised me that he was going to get me a jersey and send it to me in the mail, and I ain't got it yet. And he dished me the other day when I was downtown at a bar. And I walked up to him. I said, hey, man, it's Big T. What's up? And he said, hey, man, what's up? I was like, not much, man. Can I buy you a beer? He goes, no, man, I don't have time for that. And he walked away from me. I was like, man, you just ditched me.
No!
Yeah, so he ditched me, man.
We're saving this and call, Shave.
He ditched me at the LSU game. I said, if you hadn't ditched me, I wouldn't have got my jersey stolen.
Yep,
Big T, man, you should have followed your Alan Jackson advice.
You stupid.
No, seriously. Like, he's you know, he's saving this celebrity from
himself,
all this other kind of stuff. And I'm listening to that story and I'm thinking to myself, is he the guy that, like, clears everybody out? Hey, he's just like us. All of a sudden, blah, blah, blah. Turns around. And he's like, hey, I'm not like them. Here's my screen treatment.
Hey, that man ended up.
Hey, man, I got a mixtape. I got a demo.
He ended up getting $100. That's awesome, man.
Why is Alan Jackson just got $100 bills while he's fishing at Center whatever lake?
Center Hill.
Center whatever. Hill. Center Cut Lake.
Don't be that guy.
Yeah, you can't be that
Filet
guy.
Filet Mignon Lake. Pops is on line one. Pops, what's up?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I have a dovetail Alan Jackson. He lived in the Grassland area near Franklin. I was at Publix getting groceries, and the guy behind me goes, hey, you need to eat these chickens, the rotisserie chickens. I turned around, I just left. I said, yeah, but I like the lemon pepper. He said, okay. And that's all the interaction you really have to have with someone of his fame. I mean, they're just normal folks. But I have one question to ask you, gentlemen. Why does Snoop Dogg always carry an umbrella?
I ain't got a clue.
Oh, no.
For the drizzle, my shizzle.
He really just left us like that. You can't just leave a dad.
I'm so proud right now that we have cultivated this. Here's Alan Jackson and lemon pepper rotisserie at Publix, and then a Snoop Dogg dad joke on the way out the door.
Do they really put lemon pepper on the rotisserie?
Yeah,
chicken?
No, they do sell those. They're good.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
See, we're not privy enough to get Publix like that. You got to go to the other side
of
town.
Shut up, Mom. You have them flown in with your lobsters.
No, I hadn't had lobster in a while, by the way. It's all right. Listen to
me. You know where you get lemon pepper rotisserie chickens?
Where?
Way down yonder on the Chattahoochee.
I'm trying to find Ron's jersey on eBay. It's nowhere to be found.
I'm thinking Ron repossessed his jersey at that game.
He got a
and
couple.
The jersey he's going to give this guy back is the one he stole from him.
Ron had it. He had him hit for the jersey. Who ball was it? It was a who
Rick
ball?
Barnes.
Rick Barnes ball in the Ron Slay jersey. I'm looking for him right now on eBay.
Ron big timed him downtown.
He did. I bet you we can find the Rick Barnes jersey, though.
You mean, ball?
Rick Barnes, yep.
615-737-1045. Let's get to Robert before the break. Robert, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Good.
Good. How you?
Good, thank you. Quick story. Back several years ago, some friends of mine were over at the club on Lindsley. And during one of the breaks, we stepped outside for my friends to have a quick smoke. We looked down, and there was this guy sitting on the, you know, the little curb there for the parking space.
Yeah.
Looked down at him. He looked back at us, gave us a little nod, and it was Johnny Depp.
The one that's on trial right now?
No, the other Johnny Depp.
See, we there's too many little cackles around here, okay?
Come on, man.
You just going to lean into that too with him, Robert?
He had all his fingers, so.
Johnny Depp in Nashville. That's awesome.
All right.
I can believe it.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's... Yeah.
Well, Amber Heard said he got like 15 houses across the country that he goes to and he's running away from her.
We're not doing this.
We're not getting into Amber Heard. We're not doing this.
No. I listened to some of the call.
No. All that stuff, man. No. No, baby.
He ran away to 15 different houses to get away.
She goes to Adams. The Bell Witch is like, please leave.
The Bell Witch goes,
no, baby.
And Bell Witch literally looks at Amber Heard and is like, your kind is not welcome here.
Yeah. She tormented that dude. That was, ooh.
Yeah.
I think they might have tormented each other.
I don't think either one of them comes out looking particularly good.
That's
here.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
I think she comes out looking
worse.
Like, she needs to be cut from Aquaman 2, like, immediately.
But who got her the role was Johnny.
She still needs to be cut. If he got cut, she needs to be cut.
You think so? She's going to have to pay him that like $50 million.
No. But the thing is, a judgment could be made, but that doesn't mean he's necessarily going to get the money.
Oh, for real?
Right.
Since we got Believe You, Aaron Rodgers at 8, we're doing heights when we come back.
Hey!
Yes. Crushed you yesterday.
Hey.
I went hello to you.
It was 8-2. It was 8-2.
Brag much?
I did right there. We're going to do about it.
None, because you got a glass right there.
All right, can we go to commercial break? Well, Huey Lewis here.
I was thinking Michael McDonald.
I mean, it's...
It ain't far off right there.
It sort of is.
It's adjacent.
Love me some Huey Lewis. Remember one day, all I wanted was Huey Lewis, and you obliged.
I got to meet him.
Back when you knew your place.
What?
You ready?
Mike's back on.
Shay's really taking over now lately, man. I appreciate that, Shay.
Get some things rewired around here.
I'm the captain now.
Keep your thumb on his neck, man.
All right, it's time to go in the heights.
By the way, this Rick Barnes ball is on eBay, though, too.
Left or right?
Sorry. Took me a second, but now I get where you were going to. Both.
That's why Lance Armstrong only has one available.
Sorry. This is what happens when you keep me up too late.
Out of
when
here.
You keep you up too late.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't need a meeting after the show today.
Yeah, we are.
No.
Nope, we don't. No. Not today.
I was talking about what Handy uses to dribble.
Heights.
In the heights. We talked about Mike Fisher earlier. Oh. How tall?
I hate it here.
So much.
It's Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood, 5'7".
No, I'm going to go 5'5".
Schaefer wins. It's 5'3".
And now!
Eight to two yesterday. It was.
I started off right yesterday.
You were the Browns.
Statter, come here and get your whooping.
You were the Browns. He was Pittsburgh.
Yep, I got you.
Gabrielle Union.
Oh, tall. She's 5'10".
5'11".
Moan gets it. 5'6¾".
Oh, what? I thought she was taller than that.
I thought she was taller than
that.
You
know what? I was thinking of somebody else. I wasn't thinking of Gabrielle Union.
Oh, you were thinking of Linda Ronstadt?
Mm. Queen Latifah?
No.
No.
1-1.
So we're doing, I guess we're doing athletes' wives. I didn't realize this, but the first three I had on this list are athletes' wives.
Okay.
Kate Upton. Justin Verlander.
You go first, Shafe.
No, you go first.
All right. Kate Upton. Let's go 5'9".
5'8".
Moan gets it. She's 5'10".
Yeah, I thought about going that way, and I didn't.
He's really prices right than me.
Dick Van Dyke.
Taller dude.
What you got?
6'1".
I go 6'2".
6¼". Shafe gets it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is getting contentious here. You guys are close today.
The first time we did this, it was very close. Yesterday was the only blowout so far.
It's first half Boston-Miami game last night.
Somebody, you only have to mention one name and you know who it is. Luther.
Uncle Luke?
No, Vandross.
I was going to think Vandross, yeah. I wasn't Luther. Going Uncle Luke.
Big Luther.
Guess I should have mentioned Luther Vandross for mine. Yeah.
Luther Vandross was 6 foot.
Did he pass?
Yeah, he passed.
Yeah.
5'10".
He's 6'2". Moan gets
it. All right. There we go.
There you go.
Big Luther.
Vince Vaughn.
5'11".
I'm going to go 6 feet because I think he's taller than 6 feet.
He's 6'5".
Yeah.
What?
I saw Vince Vaughn when he recorded a podcast with Mark Maron. So I've seen Vince Vaughn in person.
Yeah. He's 6'5".
Yeah, I didn't think he was 6'5", but I knew he was a taller dude.
Yeah. Golly. 3'3", Shafe.
Yeah, man.
Courtney B. Vance.
5'5". 5'8".
You know who that is, though.
Yeah.
I know who that is. I just don't know his
People height. Versus O.J. Simpson played Johnny Cochran, but This Is Us Now is probably what he's most known for.
5'5", 5'8".
5'5".
He is 5'9".
Thank you.
This is... What's the score right
4-3.
Now?
4-3 me.
Shafe.
Mm-hmm.
Mentioned her earlier, Lindsey Vonn.
Lindsey Vonn's a taller lady. I'm giving a 5'9".
That's exactly what I was going to say, so I'm not going to say that. 5'10".
I don't know what to do with this. She's 5'9½".
Undergoes.
We just throw it.
No.
The under doesn't go because we did not do the prices
right. We said we're not doing that.
No. So
you guys made that decision yesterday, so that's what it is.
Half that, so we're just going to toss that one completely.
Toss it. Okay. Yeah. Still 4-3.
Sophia Vergara.
5'4".
5'7".
5'7" is exactly right.
What?
I got two more since we threw one out. Steven Van Zandt. That is, I'll tell you who that is.
Oh.
That is Silvio Dante from The Sopranos and guitarist for Bruce Springsteen
in
the E Street Band.
5'7".
That's what I was going to guess. I'm going to go 5'6".
He's 5'7¼".
Yep.
It's Moan's.
Take that.
Now your chance to tie, Moan.
4'5".
And this one, I threw in Jenna Vonnoy.
Jenna Vonnoy.
She was the other girl in Blossom.
She
right?
was 6 on Blossom.
Yes. Yeah.
You go first, Shay.
5'4".
Let's go 5'6".
She's 4'11".
Thank you.
What?
Yep.
It was her height that made me put it on there because I wasn't trying to trick Mo because I'm sure Blossom's probably not one you saw much. Even though it was Fresh Prince at 8 and Blossom at 8:30 for
Jenna
a long
Van Hoy,
time.
I probably haven't seen that person in 20 years. So I'm like, I don't know where I'm at.
Shafe won 6'4".
That was a little closer.
That was good. That was better.
You're doing better, Mo. I mean, you're.
Don't do me. You're doing good. Don't see. I wasn't bad today.
No, you did
4-6 threw me off.
Coming up.
You did perfect.
615-737-1045. It's time to gripe. Bleep you, Aaron Rodgers. I already know Moan is getting one from Shafe. Mm-hmm. He pretty much teased that yesterday. Are we all going to get one from somebody in the studio?
Oh, that may happen.
That may happen.
It's possible it might happen. But if you've got a thought, now's your time. Get on the line. Last week, you guys were on fire. 737-1045. Bleep you, Aaron Rodgers, after the headlines on the zone.
Blah, blah, blah.
You
met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.